Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh my god.
They're infused, man.
They're so good, Mama Trap Lord.
Thank you, Mommy. We appreciate you so much.
Man.
Be respectful, niggas. My mom is here.
Yes, she
I know what you guys want to do.
Respectful means I can't curse. Define respectful.
You can curse.
Don't talk to me in parables. Give me details.
You can curse. You don't mind cursing.
So what's respectful?
Don't ask no weird ass question. What the fuck I'm talking about.
All we're here to do is terrorize you. You know what I'm saying?
You can do that.
Payback is a bitch today, bro.
Whatever, man.
Today you fucking get your payback for all those years of torment you've caused.
Hey, Ben, whenever you're ready, bro.
No, man. I cannot wait. I've been waiting for this moment.
You're trying to rush the process.
Yeah, trying to rush us, bro.
Yeah, no, don't rush this. We're going to do this usher.
We're going to take this slow.
Now you're listening to NDO Podcast.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast coming back to y'all live and direct as we typically like to do. Go ahead and go
little on. Bitch, we some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas. With a pin,
I swear ya.
Nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin. Nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin. I swear ya. Nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin. Nigga,
I swear ya.
Nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin. Nigga, nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin.
I swear ya.
Nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin. Nigga. I know some niggas, and they got a pin. Bitch, you need a pin, you should get it from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin, you should get it from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin, you should get it from these niggas. Hey. Me, Benula. Chris Bennett, and Ricky.
I swear,
ooh, you Benula. Know I like me a thickie.
I swear,
hey, we Benula. Only read no Psalms. In whoa, the cut, man, we got whoa. Chris Ma. It's lit in this motherfucker. I'm for real in this motherfucker. We about to give Chris hell. He all up in his hair like gel, nigga. Pull annoyance trigger on your head like a wiggle. That's my nigga. Are you his sister? He didn't introduce us. Remember Ricky tried to induce us?
What the fuck, bro?
You called the food induced when it was infused.
My bad, bro. Sorry. Infused. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Induce, I believe, is when they take your baby out, yeah? It's time to go. Yeah. It's an eviction.
But ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions TM. Ask your BM.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesse. Take a shot at me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus, Ricky the Prince.
Wagwan, me family, me bedroom, me sister, all of them in here. Me feel like me at home. Me home. Big up to me Jamaican family.
And as you can clearly hear, we have the fourth member of the Trap Lords in the building. Give it up for the Trap Lords.
Sounds like we was a band.
Chris and the Trap Lords? It's my band.
Trap Lords.
That's hilarious.
All right, now, Chris, I need big introductions. Let's have it.
Okay. Everybody, be on your P's and motherfucking Q's.
Hey, this nigga go.
Here you go.
Have your hands at attention, but also keep your hands where my eyes can see. Keep them wilding in the place to be.
Oh, I hate this nigga, bro.
We got my mom in this motherfucker. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey,
hell
mommy, yeah. Say hi to the people.
Hey, son. How you doing, sweetheart?
No, don't say hi to me. You got to say hi to everybody.
Legendary.
Oh, hi, everyone. Here we go. How y'all and doing out there?
And then we got my little sister, my young sister. I won't call her my little sister no more because she's just younger than me now. She's not little. But we got my young sister in the building.
Here.
Beans in the house. Yes, we're putting the family nicknames out there. Beans in the building.
First of all, like great Jamaican women. They came in here bearing gifts. Nobody came in here empty-handed. They came in here with so much love.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, I appreciate that the most.
Oh.
First of all, I had an infused cookie that almost took me down because it's delicious. You taste no weed within that.
Mm-hmm. That's Your Highness Crown Edible.
Is this macadamia?
It's amazing.
Michael
Damien. Michael Damien. Okay.
Is that because it's white too?
I like that. I like that. I take those. I take those too. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
It's actually vegan. I don't put egg in it either.
Mm.
So it was vegan and infused? That's right. That's on brand.
Mm-hmm. You know the vibe.
No, but here we have, I was told, Ito stew. I say it right?
Yes.
Come on.
We have some Ito stew, some white rice, with some infused shells.
The infused shells are, oh my God, so amazing. Are there any more?
Yeah, actually.
Yes, please.
You don't mind. Man, we got to go with this guy in the airport, bro.
If you don't mind. Thank you so very much.
This is going to be ridiculous.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We got the Trap Lords in the building.
Oh, so everybody going to get the same time, yeah?
Yeah, so we got the Trap Lords in the building. We got the vegan Trap Lords mom in the building.
This nigga Ricky's sweating already.
Hey, man. It's a vibe, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Jeez Louise.
So, Chris, since we have your family bill, let's ask you a couple questions, man.
Okay.
First question.
What's up?
That I have for you. When did you finally decide to become vegan?
You can ask my mom, man. I ate pretty bad. All right, champion. I ate pretty bad all the way up until I moved to Florida. I was eating like McDonald's, and I had like a typical African-American Negro diet, fast food, and, you know, tilapia. But when I moved to Florida, I kind of started pursuing, like, healthier options.
Why?
Because it was more available. You got, like, here it's a little bit harder to get to, at the time when I was living here, it was a lot harder to get to health food. Because everything was traditional country style things. Like
right.
Anywhere you went, there's very rare that you would find a dish that was dairy free and meat free. You know what I'm saying? So vegan wasn't really a thing that you could really think about being.
Mm.
You might could say, all right, I don't eat red meat, but you definitely got to eat some fish or some kind of chicken or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It wasn't until I moved to Florida that I found like other options, like consistently found tofu. Like my mom is the only place that I ever ate tofu before moving to Florida for real. There was nowhere here where you could go there and be like, all right, we having tofu tonight for dinner.
Oh, I got you. Because I remember when we used to go out and stuff, you would go to, when we go to fast food restaurants, you would order vegan burgers. I mean, no, veggie burgers.
Yeah. Every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning at Denny's. This nigga says a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We're at fucking Denny's after the club.
Mm-hmm.
And Denny's has a veggie burger on there. A restaurant. Denny's. Denny's, man. We was at Denny's. Not a damn restaurant. It's a diner at best.
Have you always been hard-headed?
Mommy, what do you think?
Yes, tell us.
Yeah. you know, you guys say niggas with opinions.
Uh-oh.
Chris had a lot of opinions.
Mm.
He's always had a lot of opinions. But they've more transpired since he got older. He was always a kid that believed in equal rights, even when he was young. He always looked out for people, whether you're black, white, yellow, pink, he didn't care. He was a good kid. He's always had a voice. I've always taught my kids to have a voice. That's something that I practice and talk to them about, especially through middle school and high school. You know, teachers would say you did something and you know within yourself you didn't do it.
and you just shut your mouth. I told my kids never to do that. You know, stand up for yourself, stick up for yourself, because at the end of the day, no one else will. You're your only biggest cheerleader sometimes. You know, and if you have other people that join in, then God bless it, then Jah bless it, you know? So based on that, I think that, yeah, he's always had opinions. He's always stuck up for himself. I remember one time in high school, the teacher accused him of something, either not doing his homework or something. And she was very dominant that he didn't do his homework. And Christopher called me. I was like, Mom, you need to get up here, because I gave this teacher my work. I did my homework, and she's saying that I didn't do it. And when I got up there and I spoke to her, you know, I said, well, one thing about Chris, he don't lie. He'll prefer to get in trouble and tell the truth. You know what I mean?
Honorable man.
Yeah. So I knew once he looked me in my face and told me that he did it, it was done. And it took like about, 30 minutes? Chris, this was like in middle school. And she found it on the bottom of the pile. And he did it. So things like that. Also in high school.
Show these niggas that in the long run, a lot of the times when I say things early, I be right at the end of it. Fucking clowns.
She was talking.
I know. I'm letting her talk. She gonna talk.
That's crazy.
You cut her off too? Oh, I don't feel bad. If you could cut your own mom off, now I know why he cut us off.
I'm gonna let her talk. Go ahead. Say what you're saying,
Mom. No, but I'm just saying, like, through little incidents, even in high school, one of the teachers hit him in his head, back of his head, and he didn't retaliate. Me,
he did it for all of us.
But he called me and told me to address it. And when I went up there, she tried to say, oh, he did this, he did that, and it wasn't even that story. He's always, one thing about Chris, he's always respected women. He's always been an advocate of women.
Oh, okay. That's very useful information with the narrative these clowns try to paint in here.
Let me tell you something. Who your mother raised you to be and the monster that you are two different
things. They're two different things, okay, bro.
You can't blame that woman for what you've become.
Absolutely not.
Since he's been here, let me tell you what he's told us, okay? That he's 100% sure that aliens do not exist. We have to be the only ones here. He's told us that he can beat Michael Jordan in a game of one-on-one basketball whenever he wants to.
He can, in his mind. He's always thought that.
That's the only place, though, some of these things really exist.
But your mind is the strongest point.
Talk to these niggas, man.
So you tell yourself, like, yeah, I could do that shit, and you go up there and you do that shit. It's like, yeah.
Talk to these niggas, man.
Let me tell you something. That works. That works sometimes. Tell yourself you can fly and jump off a fucking building and believe your ass straight into the ground. You're going to believe your ass straight into a casket is what you're going to do. Believe all you want. Which niggas can't fly. I believe in the power of the mind, but you know what's stronger than the mind? Gravity. That's what's stronger than the mind.
Yep. Guess what?
I talk to you. I know you, Chris sister. Yo, guess what?
Yes.
Just told me that you about to jump over my reality. Right
yes.
Come here.
Jesus.
But if you die, don't you fly anyway?
Yo, it's the family, bro. Yo. It's the family, dog.
No, not only did you believe.
It's all of it. It's the family, dog.
It's all of it.
Say less.
Oh, my God. Every single last
one of you. Okay.
These.
When she said, if you fly, I already know. Because
here, I can walk around. I'll ask Ricky, Ben, what's your favorite color? And then I ask Christian, what's your favorite color? My brother, first of all, you ever considered that people who are colorblind can't even see color? If you asked a colorblind man about color, what do you think he would
say? Or he'll say,
that is not very important.
What makes you think that with the color that you see there is the actual color?
You haven't even seen all of the colors, so how could you pick a favorite one if you don't even have all the information of every color that truly exists?
How can you do it?
See,
it's impossible. That's why you can't answer
Chris is good and bad with Chris, because Chris will question everything. That could be good or bad. Because there's some things he's very inquisitive about, and he'll give us perspective on things like, damn, I never thought about that, bro. Like, I never looked at that angle. Then there's some things he's questions is like, are you just questioning just a question, fam? Like, how could you possibly ask that question in this scenario?
It's easy. Whoa.
Well,
It's very easy. Okay. You got to question everything.
Where are you on the list of kids? Are you the oldest?
Yeah.
Of how many?
My mom has two children.
Okay, so you're the oldest of you two?
Yeah.
That's litty. How many years difference?
How do you not Reno? 6 years.
6 years.
Like 6.5 years.
Yeah. That's your little baby sister.
She's a young sister.
Not baby, not
still a
little.
Big dog.
she has a baby.
She just like him, dog. She's like, still a big dog.
Nobody threatened her big dog status.
No one. No one.
But she had to
her brothers the same way.
Absolutely not. Nobody questioned it.
Same way, bro. You know, 1 year she raced me. Like she was talking, like we were playing bad when she raced me. Like that's how braggadocious she is, bro. That's how she raced me, man.
Yeah, we talking about your mama, man.
Who won the race?
Chill out.
I did. Us. Yeah. Hey man, hey listen, man. This is the niggas with opinions, not nigglets with opinions. You got to pipe down, kid.
Podcast, homie.
Fam, Disney Channel's upstairs, fam.
That boy got pipes.
He got a fan. Oh, look how he's looking at me.
Look at that, he's serious about his mother.
Oh, okay, my bad. All right.
We just playing, bro.
Big dog?
Big dog.
Take it easy, fam.
You don't play that.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy.
Can you please edit out the chewing? It's gonna drive me crazy.
Oh yeah.
Okay. If I hear niggas chewing on this podcast.
This is a food friendly podcast today. We ain't got no choice but to be eating.
What do they call that? A mukbang?
SMR?
Yeah, pause.
Mukbang. Come on. Why is that pause?
He said bang.
I thought it was
fun. It's four niggas up there.
That's what this is.
And my mama. You gotta relax.
That's true.
Definitely a pause moment.
So, Chris, what do you prefer, Florida or North Carolina?
Oh, man. Depends on what time of year you're talking about, for real.
In general.
If you're talking about, like...
No. I'm not talking about... I'm talking in general.
Like, wintertime?
No. You see, I'm just...
Wintertime.
You see? I'm not giving you... I need you to make a choice. If you had to choose one or the other, just name one.
How could you choose a choice right now?
You're telling me about winter.
Yeah. The wintertime, I'd probably stick with Florida because, you know, it snows here. It get real cold.
When that start?
Soon? Real soon? If it snows this year, I don't think it's going to snow this year anywhere.
Shouts out global warming. Shouts out to shouts out Trump for neglecting it.
It does get cold here. I like to be outside, so I think Florida has better weather in the wintertime. But in the summertime, I don't think very many places have better weather than here.
True.
Like a good Carolina summer day. Fire. Florida is actual fire.
True.
The only thing Carolina don't have is like a beach.
Yeah, I would imagine. There's no waters around here, right?
That's like Myrtle Beach and shit.
Beach.
Myrtle Beach is like it's most popular close beach. If you were going to go to a beach, that's where you probably want to go. But it's not really something you don't go to the Carolina beaches. When you out here, you look forward to going to Miami Beach.
Have you ever lived in Florida, Mama Traveler?
Yeah, I was there.
Tell them what you used to do down here. Tell them what your old job was down here.
Where, in North Carolina?
In Florida?
Yeah.
I used to be a security guard in a club. And then I used to also be a secretary for a karate school that one of the guys that I used to do security with. He had a karate school, but both my jobs was on weekends. So,
nice.
Yeah. Normans. I don't know if you guys remember Club Normans. Maybe it's not in your era.
Yeah, I'm a baby. I don't remember Normans.
Well, Club Normans was where I used to do security.
That was in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have to give somebody an elbow to the face?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay.
I don't play that.
You're kicking ass, bro.
Couple of times.
So do you prefer North Carolina over Florida?
I don't know. It's It's a toss-up for me. I love Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really do. But I love North Carolina. I think I like North Carolina. Coming from Brooklyn to North Carolina was good for me. But then now, I've been here since 99. And now I feel like I need to kind of do something else. Probably move to Florida. You never know.
Oh, that'd be lit. Yeah. I would love to have infused shells at my beck and call.
I like North Carolina because it's laid back.
It's very laid back here.
Slower.
Yeah.
You know, cost of living is cheaper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it because that moving from Brooklyn to North Carolina, that was one of the things I wanted to get my kids out of Brooklyn. You know?
Got it. Yeah. That makes sense.
Now y'all see why the only Christopher we recognize is Wallace?
No, I still don't see why.
No.
Okay. I don't see.
No.
You see why.
It makes sense in your head, but in our head, it makes absolutely
You guys
sense.
Will get it one day.
Maybe one day we'll get it. Okay.
All right, hold on now.
What about you guys? Do you guys prefer Florida to North Carolina?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Not even close.
There's no doubt about it.
No.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Dade County shit. Gang, 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 gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
Gang, 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 gang.
I cannot wait to get aboard that plane.
You haven't been anywhere. You haven't seen
me. Yeah, that's the thing.
Plus had us in here with the fucking windows barricaded off. We ain't had no sunlight in 5 days.
That's what Chris keeps saying.
You can't judge a city based off COVID. Like, you have to wait until it really goes away to see what the city has to offer. That's how I feel.
I came here a couple years ago with Maya to watch a game. It wasn't bad. Everything was open. It wasn't bad at all. Like, if there was this is the only state that I'd move to outside of Florida. That's it, North Carolina.
Have you ever been to Winston-Salem?
Never. I was in Durham, and I was in Raleigh, and I was in Charlotte. Never been to Winston-Salem.
I didn't have enough time to take them over there.
Yeah. Next time you guys mm-hmm. trip,
we'll be back up in a couple months.
What is the last book that we read, guys?
For me, the last book that I read was the autobiography of Jay Prince. It was a great book. It was amazing. So I recommend that book for everyone. If you have a chance, go check out Jay Prince's autobiography because it's a lot of history, a lot of knowledge.
Anything significant about it?
Just the way he carries himself and how he conducted his business and how he fought the FBI and stuff. Like, just the battles he had to face. Oh, man. Check it out. It's a great, great book. See, I did the audiobook, though. So I just did it on my Apple Music. And it played every time I, you know, listened to music. I was going to the gym and stuff. But listening to it with his little accent made it even better. It was dope. It was like watching a movie.
Benny Boy?
It's not so much a book, so much as it's just resource material about coding. I'm interested in coding. So I was looking that up.
What's that been like?
Difficult. It's like learning a new language.
I bet.
Yeah. So besides that, I've also been looking up some stuff on cinematography, filming, and stuff like that, vlogging. But it's pretty much it.
Chris, what's the last book you read?
I'm in a book club with my wife, so I've actually been reading a couple of books. The last book we finished is, I believe it's The Imitations or Limitations. Yeah, no, that's the book we're reading right now. It's Intimidations. I don't know why I can't say this word. But Intimidations by Zadie Smith. That's the one I'm reading right now that I'll probably be finished with.
What is it about?
It's just like I ain't keeping up with the book club, right? So I check in every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, okay, let's talk about the last book you read, Chris. Not the last book you was trying to read.
But that's the book I'm reading right now.
Read.
I just ain't literally. I'm in the process of starting to read it.
Well, that's not the last book you read, brother. That's the last book you were interested in.
That's a good question. Then the last book I read is probably going to be Elmo's ABCs.
He was going to bullshit me if I had to ask the questions. I was just going to take the Intimidations and let him slide.
Because that's the book, when this comes out, that's the book that I will have read. That's the book that I'm starting with.
I love how he says, I'm in the process of trying to read the book. What does that mean? You're in the process of trying to read the book.
I'm getting the ball rolling, you know?
That means that he's trying to find the strength to try.
You see? You understand, and then you act like you don't understand. I don't get it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And then you sit here, you act like you don't know what I'm saying. You make me look crazy in front of millions of people.
Nah, bro.
And then you want to act, bro, you know what I mean.
You could just answer the question, bro.
I'm answering the question.
You could have started with Elmo.
No, you can't start with Elmo.
Elmo's the last book you read.
Yeah, but it wasn't, it doesn't sound right.
Or you wanted to say something fire.
I wanted to sound like you guys.
You didn't think they was going to pull your card.
This you guys sounded pretty good. You're talking to say Elmo after all of that.
You're talking to the same guy that says habitually, I'm getting ready to leave in about 10 minutes. That means that he's getting ready to consider leaving.
He won't pull up to your house for another 3 hours when Chris says that to you.
I'm getting ready to
honestly,
leave in 10 minutes.
Yo, Chris. It's 20 minutes we got left to get in this club bar. We got to pay.
I said that, bro.
Hey, y'all boys. I'm just not getting ready.
I'm getting ready to leave.
Fam.
Why is every sentence a critical thinking problem? Why you do that to us?
Bro, why don't y'all critically think all the time?
You could just talk in English.
You got to be critically thinking, though, bro. Like,
Not when we're just saying, hey, man, are you on your way or not? Because I've been waiting for 7 hours. It'd be nice to see you.
You said, I'm going to get ready to think about leaving in like 10 minutes, bro.
I got
to
make sure I got it planned out. I gotta make sure everything lines up.
This guy, bro, he's something else, man.
Everything's gotta be just the way it needs to be for everything to go how it's supposed to.
So, which Elmo book in particular did you read?
I told you, Elmo's ABCs.
What'd you learn? What is it about, really?
It's just about different colors and things. So, it's like A is for apple.
Straight up.
But then they give you red in Spanish.
Okay.
A rojo.
Right.
Rojo.
Yeah.
You gotta roll the R. Yeah.
And right. Then they give you a B. It's just like different. You get like blue, but then something blue, like a blue ball.
That's crazy.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, go Craig, please.
Have you guys ever watched the documentary about Khalif Browder?
No, I've heard of it a little bit, but I've never watched it. That's with the one that got arrested for the book bag?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I recommend you guys watch it. It's a very good documentary.
It's a documentary? Where is it on? Yeah. Netflix?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's one that Jay-Z did, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Where she pretty died powerful. In, he died in Rikers.
Did he commit suicide?
No.
Sorry, he did not die at Rikers. That's wrong.
No, he committed suicide.
Yeah.
After a stint at Rikers.
That was justified, right?
Was it a actual suicide or was it?
Yeah, he hung himself at his mama's house.
Why though? Because he was wrongly accused, or
being in Rikers, I think had they put him in solitary confinement for like a year.
Actually, it was the majority of his time there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So that kind of broke him mentally, and coming out of Rikers, he was dealing with mental issues. So I think that compounded with just life in general.
Right.
After you serve that much time in prison, it's hard to readjust to actual society, and then people are treating you different. You can imagine, like, now felons have a little bit more rights since they've gotten them back. But at that time, coming out of Rikers, niggas is looking at you crazy, like, oh man, you done been through it.
Right.
Like, you wearing it all on your whole story right now. Shit. My bad, I didn't mean to throw the joint at you, bro.
Yeah, but you saw that one guy got free today, or yesterday. Rittenhouse, what's his name? Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yeah, he posted bail.
Yeah.
I mean,
$2 million donated. Damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. What do you expect?
Yeah.
These white nationalists not going to let nobody that they feel is innocent sit down in jail? That don't happen.
But they know he's not innocent.
That don't matter. I said they feel he's innocent.
That's crazy.
They don't feel like he did nothing wrong.
He's the one that killed two people, right?
Yeah.
Quote unquote defending himself.
Yeah.
Went out there starting problems. Right. That's crazy. But that's what it's come to now. Like with the laws that they passing in Florida and with the laws that they're probably going to continue to pass, I mean, just make sure you protect yourself by any means. If you're in the South Florida area, make sure you hit up Cocky Glock on Instagram. Talk to our brother Jude. He's going to tighten you up and get your aim right. Let you know how to reload that thing, cock that thing, clean that thing, because you got to make sure your gun don't jam. Hit up Jude at 786-315-3546. That's 786-315-3546. And just hit up Jude, man, and you know what I'm saying? Let him know, like, you might got a little skill with that thing already, but you trying to look like Billy the Kid out here, you know what I'm saying? Trying to shoot him off the hip. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
So, yeah. I was going to ask you guys, with all those rappers, all the rappers' deaths that's been happening, which rapper's death affected y'all the most of all of them?
All of them. I feel like every rapper that I've been listening to has died. And it's kind of making me want to stop listening to the new niggas that come out until they prove they can stay alive.
You know what? I can't even be mad at you for that, bro. For that level of thinking, I can't be mad at you for that.
I know you got good music, but nigga, can you live?
Like, you rapping about a lot of drugs. Can you keep a balance and not take too many? You rap a lot about a lot of guns. Can you keep a balance and not actually get caught up in the street mess? This is crazy, bro. It's like literally everything that these artists is rapping about is starting to happen to them before, when it was like a time where an artist could be rapping about something his whole career and never run into those problems. Now it's like, all right, he got two songs about guns and he dies in a shootout.
So the one that affected me the most was Nipsey Hussle. Because I was a diehard Nipsey fan, and when the news hit, I didn't believe it for a while, man. I didn't think it was true. Actually, I found out from you guys. I think it was Plus who put it in the group. He's like, yo, they just shot Nipsey in the head. I'm like, what this nigga Plus talking about, fam?
You know how I said it?
Yeah, something like that. Less sensitive.
You know what's crazy? I found out Nipsey died while I was DJing a party, and I was playing Nipsey songs at the party.
I remember that. I remember you telling me that.
It was some of the most, like, a lot of that shit has happened to me in some of the most mind-blowing ways. Like, Nipsey was one of my artists that I really vibed with.
Right.
And when he died, I was playing his music. I just finished playing basketball in my Kobe jersey and got home to the news that Kobe died.
Yeah. I played ball with you that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I was just the week before in the barbershop asking niggas if they wasn't listening to King Von. And then, boom, by the next week, it's really making me to a point where I'm like, man, I'll listen to niggas when they start getting older.
And that's the thing. Like, I know Nipsey died in 19, but the 2020, it's gotten so bad this year that nothing surprises me. Like, how bad is it that somebody dies and I say, I mean, it's 2020. That's what we say about everything that bad that happens. 2020. That's how bad this year has been.
Man, that's not good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, terrible shit has happened, dog. Everybody just, 2020.
It would have to be Neighborhood Nip for me.
Yeah.
Because sure. the guy, man, he was
on his way to
minding his own business, bro.
He was about to do a lot of life changing shit, man.
I don't know. It's just awkward when you see somebody like that go, especially in that way.
Yeah,
like shit.
When X died, I was just listening. I just put X's album on my phone the week before he died.
I was into X. Like, I had just started getting X. I remember I worked listening to him, and me and Jeff was listening to his album like crazy around that time. And when me and Jeff heard the news at work, we're just like, what the f-? It's like, it's kind of like the King Von situation. Like, I had just started getting really into King Von because Amos is really into him. So I'm like, yeah, man. You know, remember, I was vibing with him at the barbershop, like, that's maybe like 2 days before he died, maybe.
Just before it happened, bro.
Yeah, so it was like, man, this is crazy, dog.
It's really sad.
Which one affected you the most, Plus, over the years? Tupac, Biggie, Nip.
Is it wrong to say I don't think I lost anybody that I liked?
No, you just, it's your preference. You ain't really fans of them like that.
Yeah, like, I don't think anybody that I was.
I know if Wayne goes, it'll fuck.
Yeah, if Wayne goes, I'd be like, you know, I'm sad to see anybody go, but like, I don't think I've lost a rapper that I've liked. I mean, I was listening to Pop Smoke before he died. That sucked, I guess, but
yeah.
You know, not like I was a fan or anything.
Another one just gone way too soon.
I'm trying to think. Is there anybody? Because I could be overlooking somebody. Yeah, I thought Bizzle dying sucked. These niggas killed the lip-biting animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Fizzle dying.
These niggas shouldn't have killed the lip biting animal. Suck, bro.
Being somebody that's not even really from Florida and just moving to Florida when that whole culture, that whole situation was really getting going and starting to really become a sound. Like, yeah, he had one of them ones. He still got one of them ones. If that thing go off, it ring off anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I think that shit can ring off in an out of state. Like, I don't think that's just sold to Florida. I think you play that anywhere. I think niggas is going to start juking, and they don't even know what juking is for real. They soldiers is going to start automatically going like this. Because it's just when you hear that shit, it's just how you want to do it.
Hmm. Yeah, man. A lot of niggas have been dying. Facts, not real shit.
Yeah. They've been going, man.
That niggas been dying. Like, not even just rappers, just actors, actresses.
So, what comedian, if they were just to go, like,
what man, impact you the most? When Robin Williams dies, that shit was fucked up. I ain't like that shit. Mm. Robin Williams sucked. Suicide, Bernie sucked. Too.
For me, if Eddie, suicide, if Eddie and Murphy go for me, yeah, suicide for Robert. But Eddie or Martin go, I'm fucked up.
Man, because Bernie was, you understand, like Bernie was on the shit, like he was hitting the good stride of his career.
Those two guys represent my childhood. So if I lose those, any of those two, I'm like, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, both of them shit suck. Bad. I can't think of any other comedians that died that I give a fuck about.
What about an artist that's out today? What artist out today would fuck you up like how Kobe fucked us up?
If Wayne goes, I'm in shambles.
For you. What about Payne?
Oh, if T-Pain goes, I'm in shambles. I'm wearing black for a month if T-Pain goes. Yeah, nigga, Payne was a soundtrack to an era.
It would have to be some crazy shit for T-Pain to go out.
Yeah, because he's indestructible, that nigga.
Like, who has a problem with T-Pain, bro? Kind of lame ass.
For me, it's either Usher or fucking Rosé. Or Wiz. No, Wiz. Wiz don't fuck with nobody, man. He was alone, dog. It's not happening to Wiz, man. I'll be sad as fuck.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened to this guy, but knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't, Lord willing. But, yeah. It's like, you know how you...
Dude, that shit hanging over me, what the fuck?
You know how... You know how you witness like your, you know, that cousin in the family who's just a fuck up, a screw up, and you wouldn't be surprised if something bad happened to him?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Kanye. But I would still be hurt by it.
That's
understandable.
He's wilding out. Yeah. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch. You know what I'm talking about? You think that's appropriate the whole time?
Yeah.
Niggas have to lean back and chew.
I'm supposed to hear that to everybody being quiet. I ain't know what's going on like that. My bad. There's all this food here. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
How's that cookie right there?
So great. I don't feel crazy.
So eat some more.
Man, I don't know if I have to wait an hour. Mm. I don't want to be irresponsible, but it is great.
Okay.
It is great.
The salad is really good.
This is the first niggas mukbang.
He called it a mukbang. That's not the title.
What is that, by the way? A mukbang.
You sit and talk over food.
Oh.
It's not really sitting and talking.
That's what it looks like.
It's filming somebody eating like large portions of food very sloppily. So it's something sexually satisfying to people.
Speaking of artists, speaking of, since we're talking about
satisfying, I don't know if it's sexual or weird.
Since we were talking about artists dying, do you think Bobby Brown has the worst luck in music history? Because this guy just can't seem to catch a break. A couple weeks.
I don't know what he sold to get ago, what he got, but man, is he paying for it.
And I don't even think the return on his investment was worth it if he did sell
it.
It
doesn't seem like it.
Like, the career wasn't that, like.
Hey, you don't know what every little step I take cost in the 90s, all right?
That's another fact, though.
You don't know what that shit cost in the 90s.
You don't know how much you got over that.
I mean, still, it's not worth it to me. That's crazy.
Is that the roughest life in entertainment history?
Gotta be. Gotta be the roughest, dog.
He keeps losing everybody he loves. Huh. He keeps losing people he loves, and that's insane.
Fucking success.
Especially when it happens in Hollywood, because you know how Hollywood can be when people start getting to like who's being sacrificed and all these different things.
Okay.
It's his son who passed, right?
Huh?
Yeah, his son passed recently, but I mean, the nigga, he's lost his wife,
Bobby Christina, his daughter, Whitney, his
son. Like, God damn, friends. Bro, leave him alone for a little bit. Give him a break.
Would you guys still be able to have sex with a woman if you've seen multiple roaches in her bedroom?
That's crazy. But my, while my mom is here, why don't y'all niggas tell the truth? Go ahead. Tell the world how y'all really feel about it. Come on.
I'm going to ask the question again. Would you still be able to have sex with a woman? In
Plus, how do you feel?
You've seen multiple roaches in her bedroom.
How many women have you had sex with that you've seen roaches in their apartments?
Why are you asking me a special question? No. That's not the same question. Why are you asking me tailor-made questions for your mom, fam? Let me ask you the regular question.
I'm not asking you tailor-made questions.
How many bitches have you fucked with roaches that were bigger than 2 inches? Why I'm getting specific questions?
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said, how many women have you slept with that you've seen roaches in their apartment?
Now, what did Ben ask?
Ben didn't ask the question. Ricky did. And what I'm trying to explain to you is, I know you have a number to that question.
You don't know anything about my life, Christopher.
That's not true.
You don't know that, Christopher.
All right. Come on.
You don't know.
This is Mr. 3000.
Now, if I'm going to answer
this is Mr.
the question that I came
about.
Here to answer.
Come on, Mr. 3000.
I don't give a fuck about a roach. I'll fuck with a roach there.
That's what I'm saying.
I will kill the roach while I'm stroking.
I know.
Bam! Dead out the fucking way. Nothing to do
exactly.
with me.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's my whole point.
Ma'am, I'm not gonna let you make he wants me to be a liar because you're here. That's not gonna happen, Christopher.
I didn't want you to lie, okay? Bro. I know that's exactly what I'm talking about. This stuff.
Oh shit! Those roaches.
I fucking despise them. I fucking despise them. Christopher, can you answer the question? I know he was gonna say that.
See?
I know he was gonna say that.
Would you still be able to have sex with a woman if you seen multiple roaches in her bedroom?
I'm gonna start telling niggas go to your phone. Okay. When niggas hit me with it. When niggas hit me with it. What's the question?
My phone's over there.
What's that over there?
Nonsense. To be honest with you.
I got a hard lip. Somebody back said, huh? When I said, what's that over there? Huh? Somebody knew I needed some support.
We cap or die, nigga.
Young Neff.
Somebody knew I needed some support over there.
Shouty Neff on the track. But nah, I could not, man. That's crazy. Multiple roaches?
Yeah, it says multiple, yeah.
So when you put all your clothes on, when you put the end of your sweater on the ground, right? Roaches. And then you go to
for
30
shake
minutes.
You gotta shake it before you put it back
you
on.
You think you shaking them German roaches out of your sweater?
Is your answer no? Or are you still gonna interview me for more questions? What's your answer, Christopher? How about
I said no.
Okay, let's do that then. Jesus Christ. Fucking Barbara Walters over here. Can't leave me the fuck alone.
The answer to the question for me is yes. Okay, I could still do it. I'm from Florida. I've seen plenty of roaches. Roaches are my family. So who am I to cost myself a good time because my little brother wants to come out to play? So the answer is yes.
Your little brother.
Go ahead, Chris. I mean, Ben, go ahead. Can we hear this cap?
She won't see me again afterwards.
Never mind, you win.
So you're going to finish the stroke.
Okay.
But you won't be back, yes?
I won't be back.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's funny. I can see him making a mental note in his mind. Yeah, he's never going to come back.
Do not return.
Do y'all think a woman has ever given you head in hopes that you reciprocate and you didn't do it?
Is that why they go first? In hopes that you go back?
99.9% of the time, I'm sure.
That's not how that works.
No.
All that guarantees you is thank you. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate the effort.
There has to be dialogue had.
I think a woman is more prone to telling you that she wants that more so than going down on you in hopes you'll do the same.
I think now.
I think forever. Women don't hold shit down. It's us. We really want our dick sucked. I don't know how to ask her. I don't want her to be, you know, like feel weird about it. Where they're going to be like, hey, man, like you got to lick it before you stick it. That's their motto.
If we had to look at the numbers, who do you think like the numbers like?
Favor?
Yeah, like who gives head first, men or women?
Men.
Yeah, I was about to say, men. They are telling men that if you do it, it make your beard grow, bro.
All this, oh, where you put, that's cap. That's a lie. Niggas do it. Look at the DM diaries we read here. They go for that first. They go for that first because they know how much women usually enjoy that. There are some women who don't, but usually 8 times out of 10, women enjoy getting head.
They're trying to find that way
so
in.
So they're trying to find their way in. That's the first thing they do. Hey, bro, eat your booty. And they usually do.
And end up in DM diaries.
Exactly. There we go. So I don't think women are out here doing that on the strength that he'll return the favor.
Doing that on the strength?
No, yeah, they're not doing that. I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Nah, doing it on the strength is not the title.
Doing it on the strength. That's a good. Hey.
See? Neff fucking with it. Young Neff.
You ever think sometimes it's situational, though? Because what if she's, like, willing to, like, go down on you first, and then she gives you like the ultimate job, like the like efforts are like A1.
Right.
The ultimate job.
So
say what you gotta say, man.
So like, after a certain point, it's like, okay, all right. Either you stop now, and then we could get to the other stuff, or you just we're gonna finish right here, and then you end up not giving her like reciprocating because you just got to get to the shit.
Me personally, I'll probably stop her from even attempting to do that. You don't have to do that. Just pick yourself up, man. Have a little dignity. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you need to do that. Okay, you don't gotta do that. All right, let's just get right to it. All right, we're both here for a reason. Why are we doing this? Why are we playing this cat and mouse game? So. But I know you guys, some super heads over here. You guys.
Super heads.
You guys disagree. What the fuck? You guys disagree with me.
I definitely don't like doing head
first.
Don't
ever call me super head in your life, cuz.
Do you not enjoy head?
That's crazy, though. You don't call me super head, bro. I don't care. You don't call that. You don't call me that.
All right, fine.
That's rude.
You know what? I forgot how much like kids that little are terrorists.
They're right.
Like she yawned and the moment her eyes, your sister yawned and just literally went like this. And by the time it took her to look up, the nigga grabbed the phone like, yeah. What is this?
What is this? 2 seconds.
She just did what it means. And she was, what is this? They just so hype. Wow. Nah, Chris, I need you to get into your mother bag, bro. You was like, hit the record button. We don't need no show. My mom here. Yeah, don't go, man. Quiet on me. Hit
y'all,
the mother bag.
Get
lit.
Don't,
I don't
want to
hear y'all.
No,
let's get lit, Chris.
Come on.
Expose yourself.
Some questions, man. Yeah, they ain't asking y'all nothing. These niggas acting scared like they don't want to talk to niggas no more. Come sit down and have a seat, man.
You know these two women better than anybody in this
room.
It
ain't about that. Y'all were supposed to ask them questions about me. That's the whole shit that y'all been giving me all fucking day.
This nigga's dreadful.
This is
dreadful, bro.
He is a dread.
Jesus Christ.
You are a dread.
This nigga's dreadful. Shit.
Come on, man. Ask a question so we can make fun of you.
Give us some embarrassing
stories. The fuck? Do work.
Put yourself on the grill like we do every week. We put ourselves on the grill. You do it for once.
I don't need your help putting me on the grill every
right,
week.
Right.
I do the heavy lifting.
I do it by myself.
So, the hell?
So I'm going to ignore the peanut gallery.
Common sense, of course. You never listen to that.
You remember those two old guys from the Muppets that used to be in the stands? That's these niggas.
I bet.
Oh,
I bet.
But all right, so they want me to embarrass myself. Okay, it's cool. What is something that I probably gave you the most trouble with growing up?
To do with me or
anything, just in general, like what was your most problematic experience with raising me?
Wasn't too hard about school. Didn't like school that much. Loved basketball, but did not like school.
I mean, I'm pretty honest about that here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I told him, you can't just, wherever you want to go, just don't call it class and we lit. If you call it a painting class, a shooting class, whatever, I'm probably not coming, bro. With like a setup.
Did you have like NBA aspirations as a kid or no?
How did I feel about basketball?
Yo, you were going to make it. Oh, yeah. You was going to make it. But he was short. He was real short. And that was one of his things. We couldn't do it in high school because of his height. But he has some game now. Don't play.
Try to tell these niggas every week. Every week I'm on here trying to tell these niggas.
He ain't going
to
be Jordan, nigga.
Yeah, that's how good I was. I inspired a generation. Which one of you niggas can say that?
Inspired a generation of what?
Like five people started playing basketball.
I inspired a generation of youth to pursue basketball. What the fuck you mean, man?
Okay. Fuck out of here, man.
What position did you play?
All of them, bro.
Oh, you see, this is why you should ask questions like that. See? You should have known that was coming.
I played all of them.
Chris is the guy on the court that you always say he ain't never seen a shot he ain't like. Chris will pull up 30 feet, three people in his face. You don't care. You pull the trigger.
That's Chris. What I do, man. Shooters shoot.
Losers lose.
Facts.
Oh, my God. So what makes you feel, honestly? What was it about your upbringing? What is it about the missing scruples in your brain? What is it about all of that that makes you honestly believe, because you believe this bullshit, that you can be Michael Jeffrey Jordan, who is also from North Carolina?
Now, wait, Chris, before you answer, just be as genuine as possible. Like, just tell us for real. Be real with us, please. Yeah. No braggadocious shit. Just be real with
Talk
us.
Talk to us, bro.
We're meeting you halfway here.
The single greatest basketball player to ever touch a basketball of all time, Kobe Bryant. His work ethic.
What does that mean?
Listen, because I'm not done talking here. His work ethic showed me that sometimes you aren't born with whatever advantages of the great people before you, but if you work extremely hard, obsessively hard, you can land somewhere among where those greats are. That idea is what I applied to, I applied that to just everything in terms of where I wanted to be in the future. I was going to give it my all until I landed where I was going to land.
Okay. No doubt.
Yeah.
Bravo.
All right.
I'm about to call you out, Ben. No looking at that. You say no doubt? Is that what you said? I feel like no doubt is international for I wasn't listening. Is that what you said? No doubt?
I think he's LL Cool J and in the house. No doubt.
No doubt, huh? No diggity, huh, Ben?
Diggity. That's all he did is say, no diggity. No doubt. Don't you ever no doubt again, nigga.
You niggas want to delve any doubt, deeper nigga. into my upbringing?
You better off say yes now.
You know what? Sometimes your mother can't know you like the sibling knows you. Let me switch the microphone over a little bit. What kind of brother was Christopher? Was he a snitch? Was he a savior? Huh? So you're not going to slander me, right?
I mean, it's not that I'm going to slander
He was that type of brother though. Like if mommy said the dishes gotta be clean or house gotta be clean before she get home.
Gotta be clean.
I'd definitely be the main one doing all the chores. But
slave master. See? See what he is? See what kind of guy he is?
But my brother raised me. Like, there's times where my brother get me ready for school in the morning. There's times my brother take me to cheerleading practice at the time I was a cheerleader growing up. And it's just, yeah, he's always been that big brother. So I don't think there's nothing really bad I could say. Other than he's like really, really
solid bitch like ass niggas. Y'all know,
like, easy. Goddamn Martin Luther Crystal.
Yeah,
this nigga. Exactly.
Y'all know how Kobe Bryant has that work ethic.
Please, don't compare this nigga to Kobe Bryant on this show, man.
Everything I do. Like, anything I do.
Come on, man. Most of these niggas.
Like, if I'm not gonna put my all into it, my brother's like, bro, don't even do it.
You know what? This was a bad idea to bring you guys.
Before he got here, he sent them a script. How much did y'all with this shit? He made them rehearse all this shit. And a script. No way.
This is a fucking script he sent you.
Make sure you put in the part about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant. Like, say, believe it.
No matter what they say, say that you love me and that I was great and that I remind you of Kobe.
Make sure you mention the part about cheerleading. Honestly. That's important. We got to mention all of it.
Remember, you also say that whatever mommy said, do, I told you to do it too, and that I did it just like Kobe. Oh, God, say it.
How much did he pay y'all?
Yeah. It's another number.
No, she's not lying about him being there for her and basically raising her, because I work a lot.
Yeah.
I work from 2 to 1 o'clock in the morning every day, 7 days a week for many, many years, through Christopher's high school, through Serena's middle school.
Jesus.
So yeah, he was there.
He got me ready ponytail.
And see, and I was aware enough to know that, you know, if I'm gonna be up, I could keep my mom from having to wake up for no reason, right, just to put my sister's hair in a ponytail. Let me figure out how, because of the Mamba mentality, man. I figured out how to do a ponytail. Like, I can braid because of the Mamba mentality, bro.
You know what? I got a good title. It's going to be Mamba mentality, but spelled Mamba mentality. Because you have that Mamba mentality, mommy. Do pigtails and shit.
My nephew don't like these jokes you make.
Yeah, all in all, my brother's a good guy. I can't say
He's a good guy.
No.
He's a good guy.
Great guy. That's why we're looking so hard for some negative.
I've had times where, my brother's like tickled me. Really.
Still a great guy. Even the bad news is great. I hate him.
He needs to run for president, this guy. He doesn't have a blemish on his record. How was he with the ladies growing up?
I mean, I wasn't really into my brother's business, so. Oh, I would say. All up in the mix.
Really?
Yeah, I was all up in the mix.
Was Chris always a ladies' man? Because he was since the day I met him, he was.
Yeah. Come on. Basically. But he wasn't, you know, Jamaicans say Gallus.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go that route. Christopher just had. If he had one girlfriend, he had one girlfriend. But his swag was...
Swag daddy.
Pretty strong. In a nice, smooth way.
Definitely had a lot of women friends.
Yeah. Yes.
I could see that. Did. Yeah.
That I knew.
Yeah. But
as far as how he was with them, I don't know.
He. Yeah. I'll just leave it there. Yeah, we're gonna leave it in the wind. I don't want the wife coming after me.
I think they're trying to find out bad things about you.
No, sorry. Right. We've done all the research.
We've done so much research on this guy.
You guys are like the seventh family members we've asked. Yes. We've been digging. We've went through some brothers, some cousins. We met a cousin yesterday. We've done some work. We got busy.
And got the same results.
No, everybody says he's great.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not one complaint, so.
It's okay.
A bunch of pointless research. Oh, yeah, good job for you, good job on your behalf. But as friends was trying to clown him, it was to no avail. Damn it.
All right, let me ask this question before we get out of here.
What's that?
What's one thing you wish you had the money to pay somebody to do for you?
raise my children. Shit. Those annoying little fucks.
Full-time nanny?
Full-time nanny.
I don't think you mean that.
I don't mean it. But they're the, children are assholes.
I want a nanny, though. You need help. You want an like, extra hand.
Yes. Because I feel like if I had extra hands, I would be able to get more things done.
Yeah.
I'd have more peace. I'd be a better lover, maybe. I don't know.
Because you know what? There are some things that you need to do for your children, and then there are some things that anybody can do.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Like, anybody can cook, right? I need to be there to raise.
I need to discipline my children. Right. But you can feed my children.
You can do the washing. I don't need to do those things.
You can make sure
I can bring my children to school.
You can charge the iPad. Right. You can wake all of us up.
Right.
You can do those things.
I can bring my children to school. But you may have to iron their clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Raise our family. That's what I need.
Yeah. Shit, I need some raising too.
Wake us up in the morning. Absolutely. Make us breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
You need an extra pair of hands dedicated to making this family work.
Correct.
I need you to chip in on this family, bro. Yes.
We need you to hold the baby real quick.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go shower.
Sometimes you need a pair of hands while you go take a shower. That's all.
Yes, I say.
Come on, you just need a pair of hands.
That's absolutely. That's what I would want.
You sound like a bunch of punks to my mom. Did this shit by herself.
Yeah, she
like
with her hands crossed.
She ain't agree with nothing. She
listened to this pussy ass.
Look at these bitch ass niggas. Need help with what? One kid? Two full time jobs. Two kids. I did that.
That's funny as fuck.
What would you do, man?
Ben, what's one thing you wish you had the money to pay somebody to do for you?
Probably.
I wish I could pay somebody to figure out the winning lotto numbers.
Always with the money with you, huh?
Yes.
I was going to say, I thought he was going to say he'd pay somebody to pay his bills for him.
No, that's not very helpful.
No.
That's true.
I need the money. If I could find like a geek. Or a numbers guy to like figure out the probability of what sequence of numbers is going to get picked out, I wish I could pay for that. And I'd give them like a quarter of the cut.
Chris, what's one thing you wish you had the money to pay somebody to do for you?
Keep an eye on my phone.
Because you lose it?
No, so we could continue to record the podcast uninterrupted.
What happened? It died?
Nothing happened. I'm just saying, so I wouldn't have to get up to go check it out.
It looks fine.
It might be fine, but now I got to get up.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
No, it's still gone.
Oh.
See? Bunch of warriors, you guys.
If I wish I had the money to pay somebody to just look at the phone and say, yeah, yeah.
What's one thing you wish you had the money to pay, enough money to pay somebody to do for you? Drive? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Never having to drive again.
Never.
Sounds lit.
Because driving is overrated to me at this point.
It's a pain. It's a pain. What's the poor man's name? I definitely say cooking. I want nothing to do with it.
You know what? That's another good one.
Nothing to do with it.
I can tell by the way you shop.
If I could tell somebody what I wanted to eat, yeah, you know, I buy things that I can eat right now.
And then when you realize you don't have the next thing that you might need,
I get that thing. Round. And then I live. That's all. Based on necessity, baby. You know the vibes? Christopher, you have any final thoughts for us, brother?
My final thoughts are I want to thank you guys for welcoming my family over the last couple of days. I want to thank my mom and my sister for making the long drive over here.
Yes, thank you.
I'll see you guys again real soon. Make sure y'all support my sister's business, Crown Edibles. Her Highness Crown Edibles. Find them on the socials. We'll probably be reposting them, so keep in touch with us. Yeah, we're going to be posting it. They just got to keep an eye on us. Y'all know where to find us at YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you for the food again, Mommy. I love you.
We did.
Yes.
They had no choice.
Oh, my God.
I starved them.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
I feel good. I'm thinking about taking the other half right now. It's been an hour. If it's been an hour, I think an hour is safe, right? If I feel good. Because this cookie is bussing. You hear me?
No, it's amazing. We're going to eat it on a plane.
Oh, I can't wait. We're gonna wait. These things are gonna fold us in half. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Pause. any final thoughts, Plus?
Mm. Is it Instagram page one more time?
Yeah.
My final thoughts are underscore crowned edible, okay? Come see about this macadamia, because right now, I'm about to go to sleep on these boys right after I drop them out to the airport.
It's called the Michaeldamia.
Michaeldamia.
Because it's a light-skinned nut.
Chris, Ben, final thoughts?
Shout out to the Trap Lords.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming through.
What episode is this?
I'll let you know when we're about to.
You stop counting.
Yeah.
Mama.
But other than that, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your continued support and love. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. Niggas with Opinions.
My final thoughts is, again, thank you to Chris's family for coming through, his mom and his sister. They blessed us with a delicious meal to nourish our soul. And I want to say thank you to the Nigga Navy for your continued support. We reached over 600 followers, subscribers on YouTube. We have over 12,000 followers on our Twitter page and almost 3,000 followers on Instagram. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for continuing to support us. And make sure you hit up our website, nwopod.com, to get yourself some merch. We do have some new merchandise on there for you guys to check out. We got masks, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies. The weather is getting a little bit colder, so make sure you grab some hoodies for yourself.
And make sure you're out here with a real nigga mask on.
Yeah, get your mask. I mean, get your mask.
They telling you that Corona can't, the mask don't protect you against Corona. But if you ever seen Ricky's ugly ass face, that will protect your mask. Trust me.
Well, this week's song of the week comes at the hands of P.D. Pablo. Raise up.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to NWO Podcast. Peace.
Take your
Man, I had to do it just in case you were one of the ones that want to come and ask something stupid.
What you think you're doing?
What it look like putting it down for my niggas on the south side. North Carolina, South Carolina, and I'm a little bit of Overlook Hick Town. We're about to hit y'all asses. Ain't nothing but a TD blast. What we got coming at ya? Slamming, classic.
Go for this.
What's after platinum?
Baby, you're a walking ball.
And I don't mean to scare y'all, but I'm about to bring it home. Blow these Valley Hill, these fiends in NC out the wall. Hold up. How's the feeling? Look at my motherfucker, daddy, real. Tell him, I told ya.